The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field
plus.
Of alternative health therapies. 40 plus. And the proud and grateful and so happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which says it, Alive and Well, the organic miracle place. It really is. Tremendous varieties, all the wonderful formulations, so many of them, and so many from the Alive and Well organic combinations, proteins, everything. We got that there at Alive and Well. And in addition,
would you say that we're a bit fanatic organic?
We are fanatic organics, but we do need to have, maybe Gary could do this because I haven't been writing music lately, but we need to have a song, Fanatic Organics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fanatic Organics, because that is what we are. We are fanatic about the organics, and that's across the board is what we do. And when we're talking about Fanatic Organics, we should really rename the terrific, incredible restaurant that we have at Alive and Well. Of course, beautiful air conditioning, lovely marble area where everybody sits and enjoys, beautiful chair. Everything is perfect, and the wonderful choices. Broth, remember that we say the broad spectrum broth. That means it's a term. It's not just the fantastic soups and combinations.
We're
that way, amazing salads.
We're not talking about bouillon cubes in water.
No. We're talking about a variety of an incredible organic. And remember too. And we are intensely grateful to the local Maui organic farmers because we get the fresh organic produce brought in every single day. Used to make our intensive, high concentration organic juices in glass only, never in plastic, and also all the beautiful dishes, all the vegetables that we use, wonderful organics. But we are grateful, we are humbly grateful every single day they are brought in from the farms here. And in addition, we have to say this, and this is very important. I know we try to impose the organic choice, but we don't impose on you if you choose to be vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you love the wild fish, you want organic chicken, you want organic other different proteins, whatever. We have all of those available at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. All of those choices are there for you, but they are terrific and organic and magnificent taste and terrific prices. All of those things. And the smoothies that everybody loves.
But the macadamia nut crust on the fish is phenomenal.
That's right. And, of course, they're organic macadamia nuts. And they do that with the wild fish.
And the Maui organic macadamia nuts.
That's exactly right. They're really wonderful. And we have so many incredible, incredible choices that are there. All right? So
come on in. Eat. Drink. Have a great time. It's the whole idea is a rejoice in health. That's what we present, okay? Organic, rejoicing in health building nutrients.
That's exactly right. And one thing we can't claim that these nutrients can make Dennis dance. Because they've never worked in that way.
They've never worked that way.
They never have. But, you know, nothing is, I have to say, how I comfort myself in all of this is that I say, as magnificent as something can be or a whole variety of things can be, nothing is ever 100% perfect. And that's why, even though we have so many formulations that come 99.9 right to the edge on that, but the 100, the little lesser than 100% is that they can't make you dance, okay? Since they can't make you dance, they can do everything else, but they can't make you dance.
And I want you to know that you speak perfect truth, because there are no qualified testing capabilities that have been proven to create a dance ability.
You can tell that to Frederick, you know, the Frederick.
I've gone through many laboratory tests and analyses.
Gene Kelly and all of that, and they've never seen that.
Well, I don't know if they ever subjected themselves to the in-depth analyzation of what makes a dancer a dancer.
I think part of it could be that we used to have a wonderful little doggy many years ago. We think we should get the dog again so the dog can bite your toes. If you sit there in a chair and you don't get up and dance, the doggy will bite your toes. And that will maybe be your inspiration to get up. Besides that, let us start by saying that
talk about motivation. Wow.
Lettuce and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medication, take them off doctor's area. We strictly love to share wonderful information about what, just as we're sharing here with you now, what holistically minded medical doctors have learned about nutrition and nutritional supplements in clinical trials, okay? We don't make any kind of thing like that, okay?
And the premise of all of these trials is to find out the extent to which nutrients create life in every tiny, little, microscopic, invisible cell.
Exactly.
That's what food, was it Aristotle said, let food be your medicine?
No, it was Hippocrates.
Hippocrates.
The father
of
modern
course.
Medicine, and he's called the father of modern, how many hundreds of years ago, he says, let your food.
Thousands, okay.
Really? Let Hippocrates. Your food be your medicine.
And why did he say that?
Because he knew how healthy those things were.
That's where the nutrients are.
That's where they
that's
were.
That's where the life is.
And he didn't want the killing
but
drugs that were there still.
What has modern science, food science, given us? Nutrient-free processed foods.
Yes, they have.
Okay?
Loaded
that's why
chemicals.
Holistic physicians, again, say, take the vitamins, take the nutrients. They're the ones who create life in every cell in your body.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, Dennis and I love to share this information. You know, we're not making claims. If somebody, when one of our dear friends comes in and shares a testimonial about what great nutrition has done and thanks us for having given the information to her, we're not making a claim that it cures that disease. We're not allowed, and we're not doing that. We're shared information. Now, this very week, this is a beautiful lady. Inside and out, I mean, she's like angelic being. She's so wonderful. But she came in, and she had a while back, as she shared, had been diagnosed with fourth stage cancer, spread to different areas. Started as a colon cancer, but spread to different organs with tumors in numerous places. And it was fourth stage. That's wildly advanced. She wanted to know about what nutritional supplements might be of help to her, might be something that she could use to help her body in dealing with this and maybe rising up out of the ashes, you know?
To be able to live a semblance of life again with
right.
this condition, yes.
That's right. So in sharing, we shared the wonderful information that was known just to touch on it. Especially with one of the areas that had gotten affected. And I have again reports today summarized by Dr. Mercola, MD, about the clinical trials about NAC+, and what NAC+, that incredible supplement used to fight COVID because it cleans out the lungs, regenerates alveoli, the cells that cause you to breathe, eliminates abnormal mucus congestion, has been used throughout the United States to regenerate the liver with the leading cause of liver failure, acetaminophen, Tylenol.
The liver has the capability of rebuilding itself.
Exactly.
And the NAC+ is a major, major contributor in that effort. Okay?
But it also
works on the lungs, incredibly.
Amazing.
On the sinuses,
yes.
Incredibly. The kidneys.
Yes.
Okay.
All of this.
All the vital organs in your body.
Right.
Plus your eyes and your brain.
That's exactly right. And you know, this lady decided to use a plethora, just sharing information about the leading thing that the Japanese doctors have used for years, and that was an active component from this mycelia of mushrooms, certain types of mushroom, organic mushroom extract, what they were used, which triple killer cells. There was another famous doctor that had discovered a particle in plants called IP6 plus inositol, in which he found that, again, it tripled the killer cells that fight cancer, all right? And then there was a host of wonderful other nutrients. One of them also was, I love this, because it was Dr. Charles Brush, B-R-U-S-C-H, the head doctor of Massachusetts General Hospital. He was a very famous doctor, and he was the personal physician to John F. Kennedy.
President Kennedy.
Yes, right. President Kennedy, his
now,
personal
President
physician.
President Kennedy had the great government medical program at his disposal, of course. But he also had a private physician. And the private physician was Dr. Brush.
Dr. Brush. And Dr. Brush, he wrote about this. He put a book about this and everything else, that he was in fourth stage colon cancer.
That's right.
Also similar to the lady.
Not President Kennedy, but
Dr. Brush
himself
was
had
fourth stage
cancer. Colon cancer.
He knew other people had cancer. He didn't know what to do. And then he came to meet up with Renee Case, who was a nurse who had found tremendous information from the Ojibwa Indians, the American Indian tribe, and their organic herbs that they had grown that had helped so many cancer patients. And she used it and had great success. So when he heard about that, he counseled with Renee Case, and he was cured. After taking this supplement, he was cured of his cancer.
They created a new product.
And he created a higher concentration in the liquid form.
That's right.
Which was, you know, terrific, and fluorescence. And he did that. And it was so successful, not only in his cancer, but in many other of his patients, that he opened a place for them to be treated with nutrients, et cetera. So there was a number of vitamin D3 in all the information they had, the vitamin D3 council, of how effective it had been in helping of the body to fight cancer in a multitude of manners.
To create natural killer cells.
Natural killer
which
cells.
Which kill what? Viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and cancer, says Dr. Brush.
That's right.
Okay. So, and he used this formula extensively on his own health challenge, his own cancer, and the cancer went away. Now, this is according to Dr. Brush.
Dr. Brush, not Mona
Dennis.
I'm not
making these claims. Dr. Brush said he was cured of fourth stage colon cancer.
And he opened an institute and had many cancer patients there where he treated that way. And then he wrote that nutrient combination was a cancer cure, and then he was banned from actually selling that.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I'm not making this up. I'm putting my clinical trials, each patient's clinical trials, in a documentary book. It's not me making it up. Mm-hmm. And again, Dennis and I aren't making anything up. We just share the information.
And we're not doctors.
No. We just share it, and we're not making the claims. Anyway, this wonderful lady was ecstatic. Because what seemed impossible, she said she was 100% free of all tumors and 100% free of all cancer, and considered it the greatest miracle, you know? And I said, we can't make claim that we're cures. We share information, just messengers. That's what we've always said, which is truth. You know, but I would like to just touch on this, because Dr. Mercola, very famous doctor, what he does, he says, I'm not writing opinions. He always does fact checked. He lists the clinical trials. And he does an abbreviation and then goes deeply into it.
Right.
And he says, this supplement can be the answer to tumors, says Dr. Mercola analysis, okay? This just a little while ago. And he says, NAC Plus restores the sensitivity of drug-resistant breast cancer cells to treatment, according to researchers with the Department of Biomedicine, University of Basel in Switzerland. And it even said it unexpectedly even increased the medication's effectiveness in previously resistant cancer cells. NAC Plus has the potential to prevent DNA damage, cancer, and other mutation-related diseases via the inhibition, prevention of invasion of the cancer and metastases, spread of cancer, effects in mitochondria, and more. Another medical study found NAC inhibits the growth, adhesion, migration, and invasion of human bladder cancer cells.
Praise God.
Beyond its role as a cancer fighter, says Dr. McCullough, NAC can help ward off premature aging, offers benefits for neurological health, stroke, COVID-19, and much, much more. And he has a, he goes on and on that it's the leading thing in the top hospitals to fight the liver failure from Tylenol. The leading cause is Tylenol and acetaminophen. And he also goes in here, which we could spend, you know, in all different types of cancer cells. He goes on that it's broad spectrum, okay? Multiple drug-resistant cancers. It should be a useful treatment.
And the NAC Plus has the plus part of the NAC formula is another nutrient or two which enhance the absorption of the NAC in your intestine, into your bloodstream. Okay, that's why it's so much more. It is more efficient than just NAC. NAC Plus is a major plus. It's a major addition, which is manifold benefits.
Absolutely, and they're nutrients that just spark that.
They are,
you know,
nutrients,
and
not drugs.
You know, when he says NAC's anti-cancer effects, this is Mercola in a summary with all the clinical trials. NAC Plus, a form of the amino acid cysteine, has long been regarded as a preventive and therapeutic tool in conditions that involve glutathione depletion. Glutathione I'll let you talk about that in a second.
Major antioxidant.
It's been found to be safe even at very high doses and for long-term treatments. That's a quote, according to University of Genoa researchers in the Medical Carcinogenesis Review, and he quotes the clinical trial. The study pointed out that NAC Plus has the potential to prevent DNA damage, cancer, and other mutation-related diseases. So I wanted you to say about the glutathione.
Well, the liver can make glutathione, and the liver does make glutathione, but the liver is limited in what it can do with all the other negative things that are going on in your body. The liver has the capability of restoring and renewing itself, but the NAC Plus is, according to holistic physicians around the world, NAC Plus enhances the liver's function of regenerating the liver and in generating the glutathione production, which is a major antioxidant, the anti-inflammatory, the major negative inducer in our body, which is chronic inflammation. Glutathione is the anti-inflammatory. It's the fire department. It puts out the fire. It puts out the inflammation. It puts out the destruction. So it's a phenomenal nutrient. And I don't mean to blow my horn, but I was diagnosed, as I've told several times. Maybe you're tired of hearing this. But I was diagnosed with emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Which you were born with, not because you were a smoker.
I was a smoker also in my younger years, okay?
And your mom smoked during pregnancy before they even knew anything.
The whole time. And when
before they even knew
about that. I had a major,
major way before
breathing crisis when I was several weeks old, which, thank God, the doctor was able to correct.
Save your life.
But anyway, I was diagnosed with emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which the doctor told me there was no cure, but you can take drugs. I said, thank you, no, I don't think I'd make that choice. And I started taking NAC Plus and the quercetin vitamin C combination. I went back a year later, because those were the days when you went on an annual checkup.
Yes.
You went to your doctor annually for your heart and your blood pressure and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I went back the next year, and he says, what have you been doing? I said, what do you mean? He says, well, here are last year's x-rays with all the black spots in your lungs, which indicates the emphysema and the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. All these black spots are there a year ago. Here are your new x-rays. There are no black spots. What did you do? And I said, well, I took NAC and vitamin C. And his response was, oh. And that was the end of the conversation. Nothing about he didn't enhance whatever I had to say. He didn't go on to say, well, that's been proven to be effective. He just didn't know what to say. But at any rate, the emphysema was gone.
Yes, he's been free of it for all these years. You know, Dr. Mercola says that a number of studies prove NAC plus anti-cancer activity. In a study, the combination of a ketogenic diet with NAC plus significantly reduced tumor growth in anaplastic thyroid cancer, an aggressive and deadly form of the disease, the number of the clinical trials, he quotes. Another study found NAC plus inhibits the growth, adhesion, migration, and invasion of human bladder cancer cells, quoted study. Similar effects have been observed in breast cancer cells, with NAC plus reducing proliferation, that's growth, and increasing apoptosis, the cell death, like he says, cell death.
Cell death of the
cancer.
Pathogens, yes.
And then he lists the trials. When when confined with bromelain, NAC plus also significantly inhibited proliferation and survival of gastrointestinal cancer cells. That's what you were talking about, the quercetin bromelain vitamin C combination.
Major
exactly,
immune boosters.
That's right,
natural
for the
killer
anti-inflammatory.
Cells. They produce natural killer cells.
And we can go on.
The killer cells kill virus and bacteria and yeast and fungus and cancer and ameliorate any kind of excessive inflammatory condition in your body, which is the source of all disease.
That's right. And he goes on that is NAC a fountain of youth? Beyond its role as a cancer fighter, the NAC plus wards off premature aging with its longevity-enhancing effect. Oh, and all the different things he goes into.
So well, I'm not aging, so I can't reduce
my
age.
You're just a kid.
That's right.
You're just a kid, okay?
I'm not going to age.
And stroke benefits he talks about. So there's a whole host of wonderful things. But speaking of wonderful things, do you know what I love, dear?
I know.
Beside you.
Well,
and Gary.
I was going to extol on that.
Okay.
But go ahead, put it in your own words.
What I love is when you get a surprise. What I love is you think you know all about something, and whoop! It's just like, a surprise that you get all of a sudden. Well, the European physician, reporting here that vitamin D3 is a strength trainer. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
And here he does the clinical trials, which I'd love you to comment. Having low levels of vitamin D3 is a real threat to overall health in many ways. It can lead to a weaker immune system, brittle bones, we know that, depression, and muscle loss. I didn't realize about the muscle loss. This clinical medical study found that blood levels of the nutrient were key for maintaining muscle strength. In fact, says the European doctor, poor physical performance was almost 300 times, that's 300% worse in those with low vitamin D3 level.
300% times?
Three times, which he
three
says
times,
are three. 300% worse,
okay,
with low vitamin D. That's physical performance.
And
we're talking athletes and people working out.
And what is the travesty in all of these reports we read to you folks is that nutrients have been proven to be so effective in maintaining and rebuilding and restoring and creating new life in every cell in your body.
Right, and I just want to finish this.
And the establishment of the drug cartel tells you you only need, maybe 1,000 units of D3
a day.
Yeah, maybe
get a few. It's not important.
Well, the Orthomolecular Society, which is comprised of doctors who voluntarily contribute to the nutritional
discovery and information,
scene,
yes,
point out that you need at least 10,000 units of vitamin
D3
a day.
Because one tiny dot.
Because you have to maintain a blood level of 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D3. The holistic physicians recommend that. The standard medical practice and the drug propaganda says, well, if you've got 20 or 30, that's good. Well, that's considered part of the 80% of the population which has deficiencies in vitamin D3. If it's below 60, it's approaching deficiency.
That's right.
If it's below 20, it's really deficient. and some people have 10, and they wonder why they are so chronically ill. Well, vitamin D3, which is available from the sun, if you spend 20 minutes in the sun on a regular basis with next to no clothes on, you'll get some vitamin D3.
Unless you go into the water and wash it right off.
Well, that's, it works on the oils in the skin, yes. Yeah. But at the same time, by using, according to the Orthomolecular Society and the Vitamin D3 Council of Responsible Physicians, they recommend taking a vitamin D3 supplement to raise your blood level to 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or 100.
And remember when we did the big report of the big study of the American Pediatric Association, had did for thousands of women, they did this huge study with vitamin D3 and preventing, and how they said it prevented the loss of babies and preterm loss mm-hmm. of the babies and all kinds of different ailments with them by 60% were prevented using the vitamin D3. If the mother took it during the pregnancy and during the nursing period, and when she stopped nursing, gave it to the baby.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
Because, but it said it stopped so many different things and helped in so many different ways.
And you know what the all-intelligent, all-knowing government is proposing this, that we spray more aluminum particles in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, wherever they spray them.
Unreal.
You'll see them, planes spraying these aluminum particles. Why? Because they're reflecting the sun back, sunshine back into space to protect all of us people here on Earth from the toxic effects of the sun.
Good grief.
The sun, which maintains life on every cell of every being on this earth,
right,
is suddenly the dangerous villain.
Unbelievable. And here, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that the European physician is reporting on this particular study. Okay? And here it is. Vitamin D3 deficiency, this is the capitalized of the study done, the medical study that they did. Vitamin D3 deficiency is associated with impaired muscle strength and physical performance in community-dwelling older adults. Findings from the English Longitudinal Study of Aging, the medical journal Clinical Interventional Aging. And he quotes that, okay, when it was published, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So this was a medical study done, and the conclusion that they make, vitamin D3 deficiency is associated with impaired muscle strength and performance in a large study of community-dwelling older people. That is incredible. What can you say?
Well, it is the truth. And here's something that you may not be aware of. The vitamin D3 is instrumental, is very basic function for bone density and for correcting osteoporosis. But it does it in combination with another nutrient. Vitamin D3 absorbs the calcium from your intestines into your bloodstream. And then it looks right and left, up and down every direction to find vitamin K2. Because vitamin K2 will pick up the calcium and direct it directly into your bones and also into the neurotrophic factor creation in your brain.
And that's just what I want you to read, because that same European doctor reporting how important that very thing you're saying about vitamin K2.
Okay.
Can you read that tiny print?
Well, if vitamin K2 is low in your system, then the calcium that the vitamin D3 brings into the bloodstream lays in the arteries and starts to build up plaque. Okay? The K2 comes along and says, hey, calcium, come with me. Here we go. Here's the article. Among the vitamin K2 deficiency is a risk for COVID-19 fatality. Oh, I haven't read this.
Yeah, that's from the European doctor.
Yeah, well, let me read this. Okay.
Clinical trials. Can you read its print?
Can I read? Among the many roles of vitamin K2, the article says, it helps guide calcium into the bones, and it keeps it from calcium from accumulating in the arteries. However, it can be a key to stopping the severity and the mortality of COVID-19. Okay, listen up, folks.
That's mortality means death from COVID-19
sure
and other viruses,
sure
too,
do.
Of course.
Okay. The article goes on to say, because vitamin K2 also prevents calcification in the fibers of other soft tissues, including the lungs. The more flexible your lungs are, the better they can withstand damage from respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. So it works hand in glove with NAC+.
Absolutely. Boy. Different team players.
The article goes on to say, the researchers involved with this study found that individuals with vitamin K2 deficiencies also faced worse symptoms and outcomes than those with an adequate level of vitamin K2. This was also due in part to the fact that vitamin K2 keeps the cardiovascular system working smoothly, so the effect of vitamin K2 for preventing severity and death is not limited to its effects on the lungs, but is part of the holistic function of the entire body.
That's right. And that when and remember, we've read the data, too, that K2 and D3 together increase bone density by about 60% or even more.
Yeah.
Tremendous increase in good, because it puts it in the bones where it's supposed to
be. You got it, baby.
Not where it's not supposed to
be. That's exactly what it does. The article goes on to say, how menaquinone 7 deficiency, it's M7K2 is what you want. Deficiency, when you have a deficiency of that, it influences mortality and morbidity among COVID-19 patients. Elastin, and they're changing this, the focus here for a second. Elastin plays a key role in providing resilience, elasticity, and deformability to dynamic tissues, namely the lungs, the arteries, which has a high efficiency for calcium. Vascular calcification typically initiates in the elastin fibers of the medial arterial wall, MGP, is Mark 7 dependent and is known as a calcification inhibitor in the soft tissues, such as the arterial walls. And that's why they call the vitamin K2 the Mark 7 K2.
Right.
That's the form you want to get, because it prevents all these negative situations, which I just
read
to
you. That is absolutely terrific, dear.
It's phenomenal.
You know,
stuff.
And
phenomenal.
You know, here's
nutrients create life.
And this one is a news report by Newsmax. Again, another thing about... I didn't really realize this either. You know, I feel kind of embarrassed because I knew what an incredible player vitamin D3 was, but here's another whole thing.
You know,
and they're reporting.
There's so much new information coming out. I mean, we've been health nuts for the past 50-plus years, okay?
Yes, yes.
And we've had businesses for the last 50, more than 53 or 4 years. The idea is that nutrition is an ever-expanding source of information.
Exactly.
And it's finally had some platforms with holistic physician organizations around the country that are releasing this information. And finally, it's getting to us laypersons so we can incorporate them in our lifestyle and improve every cell in our body.
Right, and in this big report by Newsmax Health showing this is the news thing about all the different mental illnesses and problems and how to address them. And guess what's here at the top of the list?
I could never guess.
You won't believe it.
What's
Well, they do say you have to have a nutrient-rich diet to nourish body and brain, okay? And these are the supplements that can help you a lot. Vitamin D3.
All right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't go nuts on this. What? And here they're talking medical studies. Medical studies have shown that low vitamin D3 levels are associated with increased symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Regular vitamin D3 screening should be done, they say, to prevent and treat these mood disorders. According to reports medically stated, 35% of adults in the U.S. don't get enough vitamin D3.
And you know what? The government is contributing to that because we're trying to filter out the rays of the sun.
Okay.
Make the sun even weaker than it is, because that's going to be healthy for you.
Unreal.
Says the government.
Another one that they put right here is magnesium. Evidence shows that magnesium supplementation is beneficial for people with anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Statistics show that 65% to 70% of Americans don't get enough of this important mineral, which plays a crucial role, they say, in the growth of new brain neurons.
Okay.
And is involved in hundreds of chemical reactions in the body.
Over 300 chemical reactions.
That's right.
Biochemical reactions.
And they tell you. And then they also list a really favorite one. We have it, Alive and Well has this in many different forms. Ashwagandha.
Oh.
Actually, it's ashwagandha, but I always want to say ashwagandha. I would go, it's so
well, you
different.
You say it so well.
I thank you. This highly recommended natural supplement has sedative effects and helps the body adapt to stress by decreasing the stress hormone cortisol.
Yep.
Now, isn't that wonderful?
Now, does that article, does ashwagandha, what they just said about ashwagandha, does it imply that ashwagandha contains a goodly amount of magnesium? Is that the idea?
No. That's just another supplement.
I see. Okay.
No. They say take the supplement magnesium, the supplement D3, and ashwagandha for stress. We know that. That's why we have the ashwagandha in a number of wonderful organic forms, which you certainly can. And I would like you to read this.
It's nice to use ashwagandha and magnesium, of course, and ashwagandha as a calmative. It's incredibly a good. It's not going to knock you out. It's not going to put you to sleep. But it calms down the hyperactivity of your busy, busy mind and central nervous system.
Exactly. And you know, while you're dealing with your anxiety or you're dealing with your depression, one of the things you may have anxiety and depression about is how well is your brain functioning. And brain can get challenged with aging. You know. But even young people can have that. And here is Dr. Mercola reporting about PQQ high level as we put together in brain power, a high level PQQ.
And pyriloquinolone quinone. Pyriloquinolone
quinone. I was so glad you said it because I can't. Pyriloquinolone quinone.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to try to read the rest of it, okay? But what you see...
You can read it, but can you pronounce it? You can read it, but can you pronounce it?
Well, you see, it's because you make me pronounce the word that then my tongue gets twisted and I can't say the rest of it.
I think your mind gets twisted before your tongue.
Well, that's okay. I've been that way. My son says that because I wanted to be an actor my whole life. You know, he says, you're an actress, Mom. You got a twisted brain. That's what actors are. What can I say? All right. Here is what Dr. Mercola reports about pyriloquinolone.
Very well said.
Protects your mitochondria from oxidative damage. Promotes the growth of new mitochondria. I'll let you talk about that in a minute. Supports neurological, that's nerve, and cognitive function. And he says all of these clinical trials, all right? Supports immune and cardiovascular health. Encourages fat burning. Promotes insulin, leptin, and adenopoietic function for a healthy metabolism, supports healthy blood sugar levels, insulin sensitivity.
What was that little word that you
I'm
went,
just,
went
you
over.
Know, anyway, and supports healthy lipid metabolism. But he's talking about all the wonderful things for the brain of PQQ. Can you talk about the mitochondria and protection of mitochondria and all of that?
Well, I will try.
Mitochondria.
The mitochondria inhabit every cell in your body. And keep in mind that every cell in your body individually is invisible. You cannot see a human cell unless it's under a microscope. And when you put a human cell from anywhere on your body under a microscope, suddenly, whoa, a whole world opens up before your eyes. Because in that invisible cell are, in the heart cell, for instance, 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. Huh? And those 5,000 invisible mitochondria produce energy for that one cell. And when you multiply that one cell by 4.5 to 5 billion times, you get a piece of meat about the size of, smaller than your fist, in the middle of your chest that's called a heart. And that heart beats because of mitochondrial strength. That heart beats over 100,000 times a day. And that heart pumps, in that 100,000 beats, it pumps 2,000 gallons of blood in every 24 hours. That's the power of mitochondria. They are mighty mitochondria. Now, consider this. Picture in your mind the largest truck you ever saw on the highway. 18 wheels, a truck and a trailer that's got to be 50 feet long. Traveling from New York to San Francisco does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel. But your body uses 2,000 gallons of blood every day. And it's that heart muscle, the mitochondrial vigor and vitality of the mitochondria, which keep that heart muscle performing as a muscle. It's pumping. But as you get older, what happens? Well, your arm muscles aren't as strong as they used to be.
Tell me about it.
You can't run a 100-yard dash anymore.
I'm trying, and I sometimes accomplish that.
All the muscles in your body start to degrade.
Oh, come on.
You don't have the energy level that you had when you were a kid. Well, when you were a kid, you were making cardio Q10. And that cardio Q10 is feeding the mitochondria.
That's right.
When you get to be 50, 60, 70 years old and older, you don't make the cardio Q10 like you did when you were a kid. You stop making it by the time you're 28 or 30 years of age.
And it produces adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is muscular and cellular energy, and the heart is a muscle, and it can't pump and beat without the cardio Q10.
That's right.
And
so
you know,
that's the name of the plan, folks, okay? Revealed by holistic physicians. So what they're talking about is holistic physicians talk about the strength of the muscle in the middle of your chest called a heart. And also the brain, which has 10,000 mitochondria for every brain cell. Huh? The brain uses about 20 to 25% of all the energy your body produces on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. It's the mitochondria that do the job. And what helps the mitochondria? Well, as you mentioned in the article you were reading, honey.
Yes.
It is the cardio Q10. It is the acetyl-L-carnitine. It is the R-alpha-lipoic acid. It is
the PQQ,
the pyrroloquinolone quinone, which rebuilds the brain, rebuilds the mitochondrial integrity of every cell in your body.
And going on with the big medical report from Newsmax Health, they just do medical reports, okay? All right, on the mind, and it's the Mind Health Reports. Supplements that boost brain power. They also are saying here, and I'm quoting them from the clinical trials, research has shown powerful cognitive benefits for several supplements, including the vitamin B complex involved in the breakdown of homocysteine, a building block of protein. High homocysteine levels increase Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin B supplementation has been shown to slow cognitive decline and brain shrinkage.
And where do you get the high B complex?
From Alive and Well, we have the high concentration and high bioavailability
of the healthy one multiple vitamin.
That's right. Okay. We also have concentrations, but it's a very concentrated multiple in the B vitamins.
And if you look at multiple, simply means more than one, okay? You have multiple vitamins. Well, there are multiple vitamins on the market which give you six vitamins. That's a multiple vitamin. Or you have vitamins on the market, the healthy one, which gives you a plethora of vitamins
okay? And nutrients and green food and high Bs and everything.
High B complex, high nutrient content of every sort, derived from vegetable sources,
organic greens, that's right, all of that. And adaptogens to help the adrenals cope with stress and all
sure.
of the different things.
Okay.
And you know, going on with this thing here, this medical report, super pure fish oil was the next one they have. These omega-3s in a super pure fish oil benefit people with age-related memory complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Studies show that 2.2 grams of omega-3 EPA DHA taken daily led to significant cognitive benefits. That's just what we said about the high potency EPA DHA in the fish oils for brain development.
That's right.
And cognition, beside all the other benefits.
Anti-inflammatory.
And
eyes.
Eyes and
okay,
heart. And
heart.
Harvard doctors, all the meta-analyses of all the clinical studies reduced that these super pure fish oils reduced the number one cause of death, which is sudden cardiac cardiac arrhythmia by 88 to 92%. Heart attack and stroke, too. They said just based on the number one cause of death, if everybody in this country took the super pure omega-3 fish oils, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. I never forgot that.
And keep in mind that sugar destroys those nutrients. Sugar is an inflammatory creator. All inflammation, all diseases, say every bit of science, nutritional science, not just from nutritional-oriented physicians, but from even the drug cartel admits this, that inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the source, is the beginning, is the creator of all disease.
Right.
Emanates from chronic inflammation.
And I always thought of that when you said that, like an inflamed nation. We are an inflamed nation because we live on the sugar and the processed foods.
That's the whole point that holistic physicians make over and over again. The devitalized foods in the processed food industry, the processed food industry takes the nutrients out and puts in synthetic flavors, synthetic colors, synthetic texturizers, so it seems like, tastes like, looks like real food. But it ain't, folks. It ain't real food. So what you might want to do is, when you buy food, get it organically grown, all right? There are organic products on the market. One brand that Mona and I use almost extensively, and we'll go to the supermarket for getting groceries, is the O Organic brand.
Yes, because
it's the letter O with the word organic.
Right, because
they make a plethora of all kinds of food products.
Right. So anyway, he goes on. They go on to report too that these medical reports. It's what they're reporting, strictly medical. Phosphatidylserine. Studies have shown cognitive benefits in people with age-related memory decline after a short time of treatment. The studies indicated that phosphatidylserine, taken also with the omega-3 fatty acid from fish oils, improved memory significantly. Mm-hmm. So again, to taking both supplements is absolutely wonderful, you know? And they do different things, but they are both really powerful benefits.
Nutrients complement each other. Drugs contradict each other, and drugs always produce undesirable side effects. And if you listen to the ads on television, good heavens, ads saying, well, you might die by using this product, but consult your physician and use it advisedly, okay? Well, why not use something that builds health instead of something that just relieves a symptom?
You know, interesting because in that other article where we touched on ashwagandha and all of its different benefits,
right,
why we believe in it, well, the mental health, mood, and stress reports by, again, the European doctor, and he talks about ashwagandha is probably the most important herb in Ayurvedic medicine.
Really?
Yes, and he lists here for stress relief, energy, mental focus and concentration, sleep, libido, fertility. Oh, my God. Ashwagandha root is a particularly rich source of, another word, with analydes, the compounds associated with ashwagandha's health benefits. Benefits reported in medical clinical trials are, listen to this, my gosh, 30 to 40% reduction in depression. Medical clinical trials.
Ashwagandha, yes.
23% reduction in cortisol, the high stress.
Yeah.
72% improvement in sleep quality.
Beautiful.
I'm going to sit there and Gary's going to pour ashwagandha down my throat. That's my one weakness, okay, since I was a kid. And a high increase in testosterone in men.
Holy mackerel.
Whew! Wow! Ashwagandha! Come to me, baby. Wow. I who would ever even know that? That is so fantastic.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know all those different benefits. But that's an ancient
Ayurvedic herb,
you know?
From India.
I was going to say, Ayurvedic means India.
Uh-huh.
And we got in alive and well. I'm not saying that there aren't other companies that we carry are organically certified organic, but we have it in Alive and Well. You can get it in capsules, organic. You can get it in liquid. You can get it in chewables. Any way you seek to take it,
mm-hmm,
definitely that should be added. especially
sister.
Now
Amen.
With all the stress that we're going in under now. Wouldn't you say that?
I would say that. In fact, I would say it again, but you've already said it.
I've already said it, you know. And interesting, too, I want to be sure to say this, that here's a big report that just came out. I want you to comment. The National Institutes of Health, okay, this is a big medical
NIH,
thing,
yeah.
provides a comprehensive roundup of substantiated health benefits as well as powerful benefits of fish oil that contain omega-3 fatty acids, including lowering triglyceride levels, cancer prevention, and other conditions. And this is the thing. Could you read this paragraph here, dear?
Okay.
That of the doctor that they're reporting there, okay?
All righty, word for word, folks, just as the doctors wrote it. Dr. Matthew Budoff, a leading cardiologist at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Torrance, California, board certified in internal medicine and in cardiology, has performed many studies on omega-3 fatty acids and cardiovascular health. The Reduce It trial with pure EPA and DHA shows great benefit for heart disease, reducing heart attacks, reducing strokes and death by 26%.
Wow.
He tells. So this is supported by 9 positive trials of pure EPA, DHA, omega-3s, including a plaque reduction study by a group called the Evaporate Trial. EPA and DHA are crucial for heart health. And
My
you get
gosh.
Them in super omega-3 fish
right.
oil.
High concentration, terrific price, and certified free of any contaminant in thousands of parts.
That's right.
It's absolutely amazing. That is so important. Reported by the National Institutes of Health.
And this corroborates what Dr. Whitaker said years and years ago. You get the EPA and DHA levels in your blood to a certain level, and you reduce the incidence of heart disease and dementia and all four forms of hyper oxidation and aging by 70%.
That's right, at okay. least. That's right. And Harvard doctors even going beyond that yeah. and everything else. All the different benefits for the heart, the eyesight, the brain, you name it, and inflammation and cancer now they blood. Okay? So anyway, you've got to come into Alive and Well. We're there with arms open waiting for you. And remember, Dennis and I, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Strictly, what we love to give, share information. We've got such a comfortable, beautiful, lovely sofa area. You can make an appointment, no charge, never has been, never will be. There's not 1 cent that you pay. But make an appointment so we're not with somebody else. And you can call the 877-4950. Make an appointment with Dennis or with me. We're not going to be offended. If we are, we're not going to tell you. Whoever you choose to be with, so that you sit down one-on-one, not claiming to cure, but we share to terrific information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. You can call that 877-4950 and get all of your wonderful things from the fabulous Broth Cafe or any one of our services. We can have everything ready for you at the broth, or you're doing parties. And you know what? You don't have to celebrate holidays. You don't have to celebrate them with garbage, which is what the TV pushes, all that crap. You can do healthy, delicious, wonderful alternatives and great supplements.
You can use your app. The broth at Alive and Well. The whole menu is there. The whole procedure to order what you want, when you want it, give a time which you'll pick it up or you want to eat it in, do so, and it's there when you walk in the door. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.